Sound Advice continues here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL.
I'm Susan Michaels.
And I'm Rick O'Brien, and this is Sound Advice.
And we're talking with Reba Hass. She's with Team Reba Real Estate. Now, as I said before we went to the break, a lot of people are hearing about the multiple offers that people are getting on their homes.
Yes.
Can everyone expect to get a multiple offer, or is there some strategy you have to go through for that?
No, not everybody is going to get multiple offers. I'm sorry to have to burst people's bubble.
Now, you hear that all the time,
yeah,
right now.
Mm-hmm. That's the most popular thing to talk about at dinner parties,
sure,
and in the news. And it's their version of, if it bleeds, it leads. Oh, look at all the buyers who lost out, you know, kind of thing. It's not all of the properties. In fact, actually, I look every day to see what the numbers are between new listings, pending deals, sold. And one of the things that's also in there is price reductions. And what a lot of people don't know, the dirty little secret out there, is that there's a lot more price reductions nowadays than there were even a year and 2 years ago.
Mm. So why is that?
Because we're back to a little bit of this irrational exuberance a bit. Except for this time, it's on the seller side of things where I'll give you an example. We had the recession started in our area specifically August 4th of 2007. That's when the financing
markets. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Just about. I mean, you could almost watch it.
Oh, really?
Wow.
And what a lot of people don't know is since that day, we have had on average 120 underwriting guideline changes per month.
Wow.
Within lending. And that has been going on since 2007. So we've had 8 years of extreme change. And of course, then we went through all the downturn. So our marketplace really hit its bottom in 2010. April of 2011 was when I started seeing the consistency of pending activity outpacing listing activity. And that's when the shift happened. So in 2011, our prices flattened. And then in 2012, they started to go up. So we've been growing between 5 to 12% a year since 2012. And because there was such a lack of inventory, and
this is the number of homes being sold.
Correct.
Okay.
And what also kind of hit into that is during the recession, 2008, 2009 was when a lot of builders were going bankrupt. We had no new construction in 2010 and 2011, or if there was any, it was very nominal. A couple of new builders started showing up to pick up the pieces and the scavenging parts of what had been left undone by other builders. And then it kind of started up again. So there was a huge difference. So 2012, 2013, not as many people were paying as close attention. There was beginning of multiple offers, and it was happening in all price points, anything from 50,000 up to the millions. But it was a small number. And we talk about this in our office at sales meetings fairly regularly, and we, show of hands, how many people are seeing multiple offers, what are the price points, that kind of thing. So we're trying to keep abreast of what's going on with the marketplace individually and as a group. And you can see these results from the local multiple, too.
Are the trends both in residential and in business?
The commercial market is a little bit different.
Okay.
They're impacted. Now, all those cranes that you see.
Sure, because they're you can just count them
everywhere.
All over.
Right. They're absolutely everywhere. So some of that is commercial office space. I can tell you most of the cities in the area are seeing more growth right now than they have in years. The city of Renton, where I'm on the Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, we have more new office space and more new hotels than they've had in 10 or 15 years.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot of activity going on, not just in downtown Seattle, not just in downtown Bellevue where you see it, but in almost all the municipalities.
Okay.
There's a lot of changes because the revenues are picking back up too. And so investors are seeing it. But this was the other thing that impacted us. In 2012, we had an absolute record of new permits in the city of Seattle. Three quarters of them, though, were for apartment housing. All those big high-rise condo-type looking places.
Oh, really?
So most of those are not for sale. They're for rent. So the investors have crunched the numbers, and they're saying this is where, we've got all these people continuing to pour in. We have these incomes that are growing in this area. People can pay more. They can do more. So they're putting their money there. Commercial space is also growing. There's been some impact, like Expedia moving over to Seattle. Yeah, you know, it really was kind of a blip on the map, really, for Bellevue, because there's a lot of development over there right now. But commercial is growing also because we are one of the fastest growing markets in the United States. 10 years ago, we weren't.
Yeah.
We are now. We also have one of the fastest incomes in the United States right now, fastest growing. We're in the top five.
Right.
Right. So we have all these things that are impacting. And so back to the multiple offers situation. Because we didn't have much in the way of permitting for new construction, and in the city of Seattle specifically, it's all infill. We don't have big tracts of land like some of the suburbs do.
Right.
So it's limited amounts of inventory. So the folks who can buy, particularly if they have the incomes to afford it, they're all fighting over $700,000, $900,000 houses right now. But I will tell you, what used to be a $450,000 house that could be decent in North Seattle, it's not so nice now. You can get a really nice house in a suburb for $450,000, but not in North Seattle.
Okay.
So it's, but anyway, the multiple offers, really, those are either the low price properties that are ripe for either redevelopment or a flipper. And there's a bunch of people out doing investment purchasing right now for that purpose. Or they have to be in pristine condition. And this is where the irrational part for the seller sometimes comes in, because when you live in your own home, you just don't see it the way other people do.
This is true.
And, you know, I'll walk through with a house with somebody and they'll be like, well, I don't need you to bring the professional cleaner in. I'm like, really? Look up.
Cobwebs.
And we'll see the cobwebs on the light fixtures and some other thing. And, you know, it's like, look closely at the cabinetry. Do you see those years of fingerprints all over? Kind of gross.
So then when you are walking them through, what are some of the things that you're suggesting to people who want to sell so that they can get those multiple offers?
Absolutely. I'm expecting some tomorrow. I've got a townhouse in West Seattle that we are expecting anywhere from 4 to 6 offers right now. And it is beautifully staged. My clients listened to my advice. We had the carpets cleaned, stretched. There had been like a little bit of a pet odor in one order place of the house. We got that taken care of with a commercial vendor. They went through and did all their touch up in advance. We did, and we had a massive deep clean done by a commercial cleaning company. Beautiful, beautiful job. All the prep work. We always look at, when was the last time the furnace was serviced? Is the you know, earthquake strapping? You know, like, you want it to just be pristine.
Okay. So bottom line is, you can expect multiple offers if you go about the business making sure that you get multiple offers.
Don't expect it's
going to happen without any effort.
Absolutely. And and if you still expect to try and get the top end of your price range, you may not get your multiple offers. If you're, you know, there's never, you know, there's no perfect price.
Sure.
Right. There's kind of a, you know, a range that typically a house might sell for. And so if you price yourself kind of in the middle of that, the potential of that happening, because you still have to appraise. Most people still require financing.
Right.
So if you get out of the range of an appraiser, you know, your deal could fail. So you have to be reasonable and do good due diligence and not just be, hey, I looked on Zillow and it said this. That's just not right.
So what is the number one thing that people who are preparing their house to make it look pristine, immaculate, ready for someone to say, oh yeah, I'll pay more than what they will.
You know? Depersonalizing, cleaning, absolutely.
So get rid of some of the knickknacks and...
Not just some.
All of them.
Get the majority of them out of your house. If you have a collection of M&M dolls,
sure,
pack them up. You know, anything that's overly cluttered. What I like to suggest to folks is walk around your house with your cell phone and take some pictures. And if it looks overly cluttered on your little cell phone, guess what it's going to look like to a buyer? Because 70% of buyers are doing their home searches on their cell phone.
On a cell phone. Yeah.
Wow.
If people want to get a hold of you and find out more information about how you can help them, how do they do that?
Well, my direct number is 206-910-3429. We also have a website, teamreba.com.
Team Reba.
Yep. And my email is reba@teamreba.com, or they can send a general one to info@teamreba.com.
Okay.
And you have some good information on your website. I was looking at that. You also have
a
blog.
Yes, teamreba.com/blog. We have 12 years of articles on there. And the website is actually getting redone right now, but there is still great information. We have great resource pages for service providers we recommend regularly as well. But yeah, we have a lot of good information we can provide.
Okay, very good.
All right, well, Reba, thank you so much for all this good information and being with us on Sound Advice today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to another edition of Sound Advice. The opinions expressed on the preceding program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of this station. Hear from your Sound Advice team here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL.